It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 7-3 victory over Colwyn Bay. Andy, a very comprehensive performance tonight.
Yeah, delighted. I thought we were bang on from the first minute. Everything we did was sharp, positive. Our structure and our set plays obviously gives you an opportunity to, you know, to get your noses in front. You know, our set plays were very good. This team here won't know about our set plays, so everyone sort of like causes them a problem. So yeah, really pleased. You know, we changed things around and all that. You know, to give lads some time and on the pitch. You know, and the only disappointment, and it's not a disappointment really, it's just a fact, is, you know, it's mistakes that have created goals, but that comes from pre-season. And I also said to the players, you know, your mentality going into these games is not the same intensity that you have when you're playing a Helsinki or a Prestatyn. You know, your focus is there 48 hours for the game, you're thinking about the game. These games you turn up and you will make mistakes, but yeah, really pleased with the performance. And you know, I thought some of the finishes were very good.
You couldn't have asked for a better start as well. I mean, being 5-1 up by half time, 1-0 up after 2 minutes with Nathan Wolfe with a header, not his usual trademark.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he'd missed one about 30 seconds before where he didn't quite get across the lad, and fair play to Nathan, he got across on the second one and finished it. And you know, and it was just very, very effective tonight with the system that we went with. And we just flipped the midfield a little bit, and you know, it was really pleasing. It caused them a lot of problems that they didn't really rectify. You know, they didn't change it to stop what we were doing. And you know, when it could have been double figures, you know, but yeah, a great workout. No injuries. Wiggy's just got a little tight hamstring, but that'll be fine. And you know, really pleased.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Matty Owen as well tonight. Two goals in that second one, an absolute stunner.
Yeah, Matty. Matty's got great qualities, you know. And for me as a manager, I've got to try and find a way of making him as effective as possible. You know, sometimes he can get stifled a little bit in the way we play, and he doesn't get a chance to show his creativity and his qualities. But you know, that's about him understanding the game. And I've been having to do a certain job in certain games. You know, in that more advanced role tonight, you know, he was exceptional. He's got fabulous awareness. He protects the ball because he's a strong boy. And he's got a left foot that's just, you know, if he gets half a yard anywhere around the box, you know, the keeper's going to have to make a save. So, you know, he's I was very, you know, really pleased for him tonight. And he's getting fitter as well. Came back a few pound overweight, but he's gradually taking that off. And, you know, come the first game of the season, he'll be back exactly where he was end of season.
Preparation for that first game of the season obviously continues this weekend as well against Hyde United.
Yeah, Hyde's a great pitch this time of year. It'll be a fantastic surface, and you know, it'll be another good workout and a chance for, you know, the lads to get more minutes into their legs. You know, there's a couple of lads might be away, and you know, so we're a little bit light on numbers. You know, which I'm aware of and which I'm looking at the moment. You know, we're actively looking to strengthen the squad to help the lads out. You know, you've seen Michael's had to do a big shift there today, and I thought he was fantastic. You know, in dealing with different problems and bringing us into play and linking play and giving me a platform to get up the pitch. So I was really pleased with him. But I, you know, it's a big ask of him to do that Saturday, Tuesday, you know, throughout the season. So, you know, we need to look at something, because it would have been, you know, on 60 minutes today, it would have been great to give Mike a breather and bring somebody else on. But like I say, we're actively looking to improve the squad.